Trading stopped on Wall Street for 15 minutes this morning in reaction to markets falling 7% in the U.S. at the open. Coronavirus fears and a steep drop in oil prices were behind that. And in the U.S., at least 566 cases of COVID-19 are now confirmed. That is more than double the number from last Friday. But President Trump has continued to downplay the severity of the virus. Let's bring in NPR White House reporter Ayesha Roscoe. Ayesha, let's start with one of the things a lot of people have been focusing on when it comes to the administration's response, and that is testing, the availability of tests. The president said while he was touring the CDC headquarters in Atlanta that anyone who wanted a test could get a test. Listen.
Importantly, anybody right now and yesterday, anybody that needs a test gets a test. They're there. They have the tests. And the tests are beautiful.
Well, speaking to Fox News this morning, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar talked about the test kits this way.
Let me really be really clear about one point. There has never been a time since the CDC developed the lab test that any public health official in the United States who needed to get somebody tested for the novel coronavirus has been unable to get that person tested through the CDC's test in Atlanta.
Okay, we're hearing different things from different places, but what is the situation with the test kits at this point, as far as you know?
So this weekend, Azar and other federal officials said that 2.1 million tests would be shipped by early this week. And that would give the U.S. the capacity to test around 850,000 patients. But Azar also said that doctors would have to approve patients getting tests. So you couldn't just get a test because you wanted one. But even if your doctor says that you can get a test, that doesn't necessarily mean that that person will quickly get tested. And there have been reports that people say their health officials did want them to get tested and they haven't been tested. And part of that is because even though these tests are being shipped out, some of them are being prioritized to go to the places with the most cases. And then also there's this issue of just being having more labs that are able to do these tests. The administration says that as more commercial labs like Quest Diagnostics and LabCorp roll out coronavirus tests, that could make the test more widely available. That also brings up issues around cost, obviously, if you have private companies, private labs doing it. Mm-hmm. Medicaid and Medicare will cover the cost of the screening, but private health insurance plans don't have to cover the screenings for free. And if you don't have health insurance, that's also a question. So, I mean, there are a lot of factors at play here.
The coronavirus seems to be striking close to home in Washington. There was word that Senator Ted Cruz and another member of Congress would self-quarantine after interacting with someone who was later sickened by COVID-19 at a conservative conference. The president, the vice president, and other White House officials were also at that conference. What's been the reaction to that, Ayesha?
Well, so White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says there's no indication that Trump or Vice President Pence met with or were, quote, in close proximity to this person. They said that the president's doctor and Secret Service are working to keep the first family healthy and, you know, everyone that works in the White House complex. That said, I mean, just today, there were pictures of Trump landing for an event in Orlando. As he's getting off the plane, he's shaking hands. He went to the crowd that was there, was shaking all of their hands. He said last week that he's not going to stop doing that. He's not going to stop shaking hands and greeting people. Now, the Vice President Pence, he seems to actually be leaning towards the elbow bump, as has been recommended by some health officials. But right now, Trump's not doing that. So, I mean, depending on how things proceed with this virus, the way that Trump is handling or modeling how to handle this may get more scrutiny.
You know, the elbow bump, even I think maybe in a couple of weeks, that will even be too much. In Italy, they're already saying that anybody at a restaurant has to sit, I think, a meter away from the next person over. So we'll see what happens. What about the stock market, Ayesha? It's obviously not been doing well now for the last month or so. A big plummet today. It's fallen almost 20% in the last month. The president always talks about how great the stock market's doing. How's the White House reacting?
So right now, they haven't said much about this. I mean, we may hear more from him later today. But President Trump did reference falling oil prices. And what he said was that's good for consumers. The rub with that is that oil prices being low can be a sign of economic troubles. Generally, when the economy is doing well, oil demand is up and growing because industry needs fuel and people are out driving and going to work and things like that. But today, the International Energy Agency said that they're estimating that demand for oil will actually go down in 2020. That would be the first time that's happened since 2009. And obviously, 2009, the global economy was in really bad shape. Mm-hmm. So the president, you know, right now, the White House isn't saying anything about what they may do to address this, whether they will try some stimulus or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will stay tuned. That is NPR White House reporter Aisha Roscoe. Thank you.
Thank you.